You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Much different this evening than it was this time yesterday, because this time yesterday, well, 7 o'clock yesterday, it was like a wall of water flying across. I mean, we're 9 floors up, and the rain was like falling in sheets here in downtown Atlanta. It was unbelievable. But so different this afternoon. Hope it's nice wherever you are, if you made your way safely home in your evening commute. And thanks so much for taking Sports Radio 929 The Game along with you. Sam Crenshaw here tonight. I got Chris Draft, former Atlanta Falcons linebacker, joining us. And we talked a lot of Falcons football a minute ago. But he is a West Coast guy.
Grew up on the West Coast.
Yeah. I got to say, a couple of guys, we're gonna talk about some other stuff in a minute, but talk about a couple of guys that you know, because they're from your neck of the woods, monumental things this season. One guy, Tony Gonzalez, going into the Hall of Fame, and the Falcons are going to play the game that night. Another guy, a couple of months back, Tiger Woods, winning the Masters. And he's a schoolmate. You guys were at Stanford at the same time. I want to hear from you that you think you would ever see him achieve something like that again. And you observed him from his high school time through his college.
It's real special. It's real special. When you include Serena Williams in that group in terms of what she's done too, because she grew up in Compton, California. Now Tiger grew up in Anaheim, Cypress area. We were in the same league in high school. And then Tony, I actually met him at an underage club. Underage club. Not a club that we had, fake IDs, but it was actually an underage club down in Costa Mesa, California.
Really?
Met him when he was 15 years old. I was 15. And
you go back that far with him?
You go back that far. Yeah, I was looking at him. They were like, that big old dude is 15 years old. They're like, how old is you? I'm 15 too. Boy, y'all some big old 15 year olds. So, known him for a while, man. It's been tremendous to see him, the success that he's had. I mean, he was a football and basketball guy that ended up doing the same at Cal. I was a football and baseball guy that did the same at Stanford, and so just tremendous the career that he had with Kansas City. Just such a tremendous professional. You see that and. Just said it's such a great career where you just knew he was going to the Hall of Fame and he was able to cap off a lot of the things that the work by coming down here to Atlanta and getting his first playoff win. So he was on these tremendous teams with the Kansas City Chiefs, but he never won a playoff game.
Yeah,
and I think that's that's one of those things that I tell people all the time is you can be on a great team, but that doesn't necessarily mean you always win in the playoffs. And he was one of those. Now when you go to Tiger, Tiger, I actually won the Orange League Player of the Year over Tiger, and that's always been something that
you're kind of proud of.
That we get to share with each other when we get the chance to see him. But, I mean, him being able to come back, I think it is such a huge story in terms of his perseverance, but also in terms of sports medicine, I would say.
Yeah.
I think when you look at I was at our Chicago Bears 100 celebration, and Gale Sayers was up there.
Yeah.
And Gale Sayers was one of those guys that was, you look at maybe one of the most explosive guys that ever has played in the NFL that tore his knee up. And at that time, just this, the sports medicine just wasn't as good.
Yeah.
And so I think the Tiger's success really comes to, just him being amazing. I mean, just being the greatest golfer ever. And combined with his willingness to work. But then also combine that with sports medicine where it is right now that has given him the chance. And then watching him go out and win the Masters, it was like taking me back to when he first went out and first turned pro, and we were at Stanford watching him, just so excited for him, and just so excited for the game, because when he plays and he plays well, so many more people watch it and so many more people feel like they can be connected to the game.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. And you think of one person that can have that kind of they just capture it and be out of that light to that degree, and then come back, and he's like, it's kind of like he never left. And also, another generation is getting a chance to see that.
It's so amazing. I mean, again, when you see Tiger play and when he plays well, I think there are more people that feel like they can get out on the golf course and play after that. Like, so as amazing as he is and he's going out, and it just shows this level of skill that is just tremendous. But it's like afterwards, because he just attracts so many different – you know, races, you know, that so many people are excited about when he wins that they want to have a piece of that. And they say, hey, they want to go out in the golf course. Like, I just want to touch that.
Yeah, yeah. The thing that gets it now is like the smartphones that go up. Whenever he takes a shot, everybody holds their phone up to get a shot of the video and whatnot. That wasn't happening when he was in his prime. That just shows you how much things have changed in that period of time.
It is amazing. You know, again, he came out I think 1996, and you know when I was drafted in 1998, I remember getting a cell phone, and you know that was a big deal.
Oh yeah,
that was a big deal. Yeah.
And it couldn't do stuff like you can do.
Yeah,
right now.
It wasn't about like being able to do all the games and all the apps and everything. It was just about having a phone. Because
right.
Before to have a phone that was mobile was to carry around like a big old bag or something like that, and it was going to be crazy expensive. So you really had the landline or you had a pager. I had a pager for 2 seconds. Now,
did you?
I'm going to tell you, I had a pager.
Seconds?
Two
Why?
Whole seconds.
Why?
Because I realized you actually had to go find a phone. So somebody paged you, but you still had to find a phone. it's amazing. So much has changed over that time. But it's not, when you look at Tiger and his impact on the game, even though the technology has changed, still his appeal is the same. And that is that the game, when he does well, so many more people want to watch it. So many more people feel like they're a part of it. The excitement is just completely different when he is doing well.
Yeah, yeah. Now talk about somebody else that people watch. We're seeing a player from Michigan coming off the field, and that's not good. You want to see that, and especially not in this particular game. We'll keep an eye and find out exactly what that injury is, but it looks like he may not be returning. You talk about, players,
mm-hmm.
and there was one out in Los Angeles this year who was not part of the postseason in the NBA. Yet that team still made more noise and more commotion. Of course, I'm talking about the Lakers. And what are people out there saying about that train wreck?
What people are saying on the West Coast about it?
Yeah,
if you're a diehard Lakers fan, you're like, we're back, man, we're back, we're back. And I've seen a whole bunch of people saying that.
Magic Johnson walks out of the place.
Yeah, it's a hard situation. I think they were looking for leadership from Magic, but he didn't realize that he needed to step up and really lead the organization. I think when you look at LeBron last year, he chose to go to L.A. for his family more so than really looking at the team because they weren't ready. They weren't ready to compete. That's why when they shipped off three of those guys to New Orleans, I know for myself, I was thinking that's not – like it's not such a bad thing because they need some competitors on their team. I mean, LeBron was having – it wasn't that he was having to do so much work as much as that he was having to get them to want to compete. And what it reminded me of is when Michael Jordan came back when he was at the Washington Wizards. And I think his greatness, I felt like, really shone when he came back and he was willing to be a six – like a six man off the bench, but he just was willing to play so hard that he ended up starting. And there was a play that happened that I thought that just really just signified this is why he is the greatest player and why so many of you other guys just aren't going to be like him. And it was a ball that was on the ground, and he jumped on the ground and busted his lip. And again, I just remember he busted his lip, but you could see all of the young guys standing around.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, who was at that time, I think 39 years old, he is diving on the ground, going after the ball, busts his lip. And nobody else is diving on the ground with them. And I think that's the difference. And that's where LeBron, they have to find a way to get that kind of spirit there. And that's they're going to get some other players. Definitely having Anthony Davis gives them a chance with a competitor. But they've got to fill it in with some other players.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're watching. But just a trip to the other side, a strange, strange year, not only with them not making the playoffs again, but then all of the other drama that was acted out with it. Now, Lonzo Ball is one of those players that went away,
yep.
And I guess he's taking his dad with him.
He has to, and again, and that's just even drafting a guy like that. I mean, you're just asking for drama in your house. I mean, why are you bringing that in? I mean, like, he's one of those guys. He has to be such a tremendous talent, and he definitely was a great talent. But was that enough to have to bring his dad?
Yeah,
because his dad, he's too much. He's a distraction. And so when you look at, do you want a great team? If you want a great team, you've got to have guys that are committed, that are all in, that want to play, and then you have to limit the distractions that are around them. And it doesn't say that Lonzo can't play, and it doesn't say that Lonzo's not a good guy. But his dad is a distraction that it's really hard-pressed to want to have him around any team.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. We want to have – he's going to be welcomed in New Orleans if they're going to, like, meet him at the county line and say, don't let him in, because they have a great player in Zion Williamson there. And today, Drew Brees kind of passed the torch. It's like, you know, hey, you're going to be the guy that carries sports, professional sports forward in New Orleans. They're doing everything to make this guy feel welcome down there, because everybody thought that the Knicks were going to get that pick and he was going to end up in New York, but now he's down in New Orleans.
Well, I think, you know, Drew Brees, you know, it was a tremendous, you know, symbol of passing the torch to him. And I think right with that, you know, you're going to probably see a lot of Drew Brees courtside down in New Orleans watching those games.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean,
I'm sure.
You're talking about this, you know, an explosive guy that is right in line with, you know, LeBron James and, you know, the explosiveness, you know. You know, it's hard to say, Mike, you know, even with LeBron and those things, but it's that type of excitement. It's that type of that type of energy that we've already seen that makes you want to come and watch the game. So I think there's going to be a lot of New Orleans Saints people right there in those front rows and just are absolutely excited. So him welcoming, that's the right thing to do. And it's exciting for the city. Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And the great restaurants down there. I'm sure Zion is going to have his pick, whichever ones he wants to go to for some dinner down there. He's got a nice time down in New Orleans.
Yeah, I saw a picture, though, that showed Zion at about 400 pounds, and they said that's after Zion got down to New Orleans and had a whole bunch of gumbo and etouffee. So I think it's going to be important that they roll that red carpet out that they have for Kawhi Leonard where he can eat free everywhere, that he makes sure he manages that and doesn't eat too much.
No, you don't want to do that at all. But you know, it is interesting. And for a city like New Orleans to have a player like that, you know, it's one of the places where you go to. It's kind of like a festival that's always going on. It seems like there's always somebody's festival happening down there. Yeah. But then in the midst of all that, to have this go on, so it should be a lot of fun to see what happens there. All right, folks, giveaway coming up. Jarvis on the other side of the glass. We can look at, and that's a giveaway for caller number one. You'll get, you know, wait for the sound of the hear to do that. And we got some tickets for Big 3 Basketball, and we'll tell you more about that after we find out who our winners will be. Coming up next, we expect to talk to a young man from this area who is playing his professional football. It started in Denver, but now out in Houston, Texas. Bradley Roby, he's got something special coming up for young people. So we have a lot of guys that like to come back and give back during the offseason, and he's got something like that coming up. We hope to talk to him about that event and why he does it, and maybe find a little more about this Houston team and what we expect from them, because the Falcons do have them on the schedule this year. That continues. Sam with Chris Draft in the Kia Studios on a Tuesday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yes, Atlanta United back at work tomorrow night in Toronto against Toronto FC. Pregame 7:30, kickoff at 8. Join Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. Will have the call for your MLS Cup champions from a season ago. See if they can do that again. Hey, got somebody who's one of the great products from my area. See, the guy who's watch play his high school ball at the Peachtree Ridge, played for the Ohio State University. That's what it says right here. It says
We gave y'all right here.
And that's how they are trained to say it, the Ohio State.
Now with the Houston Texans joining us, waitingfor.com hotline. Bradley Roby, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Great. Always great to catch up with you and talk with you some. How's everything been going there right now for you with Houston and gelling with that defensive unit there?
Hey, it's good, man. I had an injury, so I'm not playing right now, OTAs, but, you know, I got the good mental reps, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's a great defensive unit. I'm looking forward to balling.
Yeah, if you're going to be on a unit with a guy like J.J. Watt, thoughts about that and just meeting that locker room, being a part of some guys who've accomplished some great things, that they're expecting great things this season?
Yeah, man, that's what I like to be. That's what I like to play on, like, great teams, you know, great expectations and great players, you know. And it reminds me of the Denver defense. So I'm looking forward to it, you know, adding a piece to where they need and, you know, taking it to the next level.
Bradley, hey, this is Chris Draft. So what's the difference? So you play with the Broncos, so tremendous defense, and now you're there with Houston. I know you've only been there for a little while. But what do you feel like is the biggest difference between those two groups?
Oh, say it again. I hear you, bro. Sorry.
I said, what do you think is the difference? So you're in the locker room. You've been in the locker room with the Denver Broncos. Now you're in the locker room with the Houston Texans. What's the difference between those defensive groups, you know, kind of the mindset and the personality?
You know, I'm still new to the Texans. So, you know, I haven't, you know, got to know everyone just like that. But, you know, I can't really tell the differences just yet, you know, but you know, it's definitely two teams that have great defensive players, some of the best in the league, and, you know, with high expectations of being the best. I feel like that's the biggest thing I know and see is that there's no expectation of being nothing but top three defenses, you know, so that's what I like.
I got one guy I got to ask you about who's from this area, too, Deshaun Watson, the quarterback there. Did you know Deshaun at all before you got on the team out there?
No, I didn't know him. I know he came from the same area, but I didn't know him personally. But you know, he's a cool dude. He kind of reminds me of a lot of guys I grew up with. So,
yep, he's out there ready to lead some things. And of course, you guys got the Falcons on your schedule. So you know that's I know it's a date that's probably circled on your schedule as well. Coming up, always special when you know the home folks are going to be watching you.
Yeah, definitely, man. I can't wait for that game for sure. You know, I'm going to put on and represent, you know, and it's going to be competition. Some of the best on the best, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's coming up on October 6th. Going to get to play out that way. You are one of the guys from this area who love to come back home and give something back, and you're getting set to do something coming up on July 13th, and you're going to host the camp, a football fundamentals camp, through USA Football. Talk about this event and what kids are going to get to do, and why do you feel a need to do this?
Just to give back to the community, you know, to help me get to where I am and show the kids how it's done. You know, once you make it, you come back and help others. And, you know, just to get a chance to touch them and talk to them and, you know, if they need any advice, help them out, you know, not just football related, you know, as a mentor-wise, life. And anything, you know, just be there for them, be a role model, you know, all those type of things. At the camp, you know, it's just a day of fun, you know, competition, you know, teaching the kids technique, you know, races, prizes, free food, all that type of stuff. So, you know, just something good for the community.
Bradley, hey, this is Chris Draft again. Is there a player that you met? Is there a guy that you met from the, you know, the Atlanta area when you were younger that had some, you know, had advice for you that really that you carry with you now as you're in the NFL?
No, I mean, there's nobody that I remember personally that helped me like that from my area. So that's why I kind of, you know, want to do it now just to be that, be that voice for guys that don't have that, you know. So that's the biggest reason why.
So with these young people that are going to be around, what's the message that you, if there was one thing that they can take away with them, what do you want them to know?
Just to have fun and, you know, to be honest, I haven't even thought about it. It's not just one thing you can tell anyone, you know, other than work hard and believe in themselves. And that's the biggest thing you can tell anyone. But, you know, that's why I want to talk to these guys and hear their stories and see where they're coming from. And I got friends in the NFL that are going to come and talk to these guys. And it's always a good thing. So I can't wait for it.
Yeah, the date for that was July 13th at Peachtree Ridge Park in Suwannee. Going to go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Registrations are from 9 to 10. The best part of it is fun, and it's free, and it's open for children ages 9 to 17 years old. It should be a great time. I think that's one of the – Bradley, I think it's one of the reasons why we have so many young people from our area, you know, pursuing the sport, getting recruited, because of guys like yourself who come back and let kids see that it's possible and see that you're real. I think that's important.
I think so too, man. That's my whole purpose in doing it, you know, just to be that example. And, you know, and I think that's a big reason why so many guys are coming out of our area. It's because of that. Like the examples, I'm not the only guy having an NFL camp this year. You know, I just want to be one of the guys that can – people can know that I'll help and, you know, reach back and help the community at, you know, at any cost.
When we started out, we mentioned the Ohio State University. We got a coaching change up there in Columbus. What are you hearing, and how do you think your old school is going to be?
We're going to be top of the top, as always, cream of the crop. You know, I heard he's a great guy, You know, I expect nothing but, you know, greatness from Ohio State, you know, all the time. It don't matter who the coach, Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, you know, Day, you know, we're going to do our thing.
You hear that, CD? You being a Pac-12 man. You know, I know.
Well, I'm not going to take offense to that. I played with a lot of the Ohio State guys where I was coached on the fact that it is the Ohio State. So I've been extremely impressed with the programs they put together. And, Bradley, what's your kind of fondest memory of being there at Ohio State? I mean, is there something that stands out? Because you guys accomplished a lot.
Just winning all the time, setting that tone. You know, when I was there, we didn't lose for 2 years. Mm. You know, beat Michigan all the time. You know, everything. Just everything about Ohio State was dope. It was one of the best times of my life.
Yeah, never losing to Michigan, see? And we got that coach over Michigan, the guy that wear the khakis. That's his problem, man. He can't beat he had a great season last year, but what he get to Ohio State, and what happened?
And that's all that matters, man, is that game right there.
So, again, he's going to have to make some adjustments. But, you know, the Ohio State are making adjustments, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Was it tough for you coming from South, going up there and playing in some snow sometimes? I saw a couple of games, even one of Michigan game, there was a lot of snow up there. I mean, they recruited you up there. And then you had more snow in Denver, obviously, so that was no big deal for you.
That's why I'm in Houston.
So you make sure you get away from the snow down there.
Yes, sir.
How do you think you're going to like the city of Houston? I mean,
I'm going to love it, man. I'm loving it so far. Great, great food, great mixture of people, you know, everything, man. I'm liking it a lot. I'm looking forward to, you know, bringing a lot of joy and delight to the city.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic. Once again, let people know what they can expect if they come out on July 13th and take part in the camp. What do you want people to know?
Man, just July 13th, you know, bring all the kids. It's going to be free. It's going to be just fun. It's a good day of fun and, you know, with the community and DJ, live DJ, games, you know, competition, food and everything. So just come out and, you know, have a good time.
Yeah. We look for that, CD. That's
awesome, man.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it sounds great, man. I'm excited. I'm like, can I go out and get me some food and go out to a camp?
Yeah, pull up, man. Do some one-on-ones, man. Let me strap you up real quick.
I don't know about the one-on-ones, man. My groin might be on in one place.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Well, I just say, you know, you gotta stay in your lane, man. As soon as you try to do, you know, kind of reflect and think, man, you know, back in the day I used to do this.
Yeah, no.
You know, it needs to stay back in the day.
Yeah. Nah, smart man.
Yeah, man. Well, look, Bradley, we appreciate you spending some time. Once again, that is July 13th, Peachtree Ridge Park in Suwannee. Ages 9 through 17 is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is the Football Fundamentals Camp. Bradley Roby's coming back home, folks. Now with the Houston Texans, this is the first time he's going to come back home. He's going to come back again in October. I don't know if we're going to like him very much. Well, no, he won't go in. We're going to go out to his place. The Falcons are going
to
go out to his place.
Me.
For that game, then that's coming up on October 6th. Okay. Man, thanks so much for the time. Always great to catch up with you. Much success. Yep. Get over that injury. Look forward to seeing great things this season.
Good luck, Bradley.
Thank you, man.
All right, that is Bradley Roby. Joining us now with the Houston Texans. And you know what, CD? That's why I don't know who you saw, and you mentioned, you know, to him asking who he saw, who touched him, or who said something to him, because I think that's another part of it. Why our area is so well recruited? Guys come back, you know. Guys come back, and you know, let kids see them, let kids touch them, let them know that it's possible. Some of them come back here during all season, and they get back in that high school gym and work out with those kids. They do the lifting with them and just show them that.
That's why I asked it. I mean, he said he really didn't have somebody that he saw, and I think that's what's great about the fact that he's putting this camp together. That there are these young people are going to be able to go to a free camp and be able to be right there with NFL players. And I think that's just amazing. So I grew up fairly close to where the Rams were, but never went to any type of Rams camp when I was growing up. So it was always special to me to be able to go back and do a camp and be there where those kids could actually have a chance to interact with us. So I think any of the young people, I challenge you to go out there. He said it was free July 13th. I mean, if you have an opportunity to take your kids out there, go and go have a great time. Again, you know, it's skills. There's not scouts out there. They're not out there recruiting.
They're just having
a good time, as he said, and
learning
how to play football.
Yeah. I think that's one of the tremendous things that guys from our area and from this state do. They come back and let guys touch them, learn from it, share some of their experiences. You know, after you sit down, tell a couple of stories. You guys, you know, you got NFL guys. You got all kind of questions you want to ask this guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you don't get a chance to talk to somebody, they're just a bunch of numbers and a bunch of big old guys. But then when you get a chance to actually get to know them and spend some time with them, man, you get to find out some amazing stories.
Yep, you do. You do. You do. Playing the game at its highest level and coming back to share with those who come along behind him. Great spending some time with Bradley Roby. Come back. We're going to talk more about this offseason, what things to do, and, you know, just some other things about football, too, as well. We got Chris Draft here. We're going to talk about that as well. As stay with us on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw, I got Chris Draft in studio with me here, 9 floors up in the Kia Studios tonight. And we've been talking about some things to go on in the off season. And CD, I know what you used to do at this time of the off season. You know, you want to do a lot of things to get recharged. And we just talked about Bradley Roby and guys who come back home and share and whatnot. But, you know, right now is like a downtime for the guys. And you want to do those things. Sure, they're still working out now. We're not doing it organized with the teams. But, guys, every day we ought to be doing something. Yeah. But you'd like to try to break away and relax a little bit.
You want to be able to relax, but for me, this time was an opportunity to really test your commitment level. And that was, this is you come back and now you're away from your team and then you're working out and you think there's other people that are out here that they're putting in work. I want to make sure that I'm getting my work in.
Yeah.
You know, without having to have the team around, I'm putting my work in, and that's going to be something that's going to give me an edge. The other part is just being smart. I mean, because this, you know, there's a couple of times when our guys get in trouble from an NFL perspective, and this is the big time when people get in trouble. They come home, the season's, you know, season's going to start, so they come back. It's summertime. They go out and they want to enjoy themselves. And again, there's nothing wrong with that now. There's nothing wrong. Want to go to the club. Want to go to, you know, to all these different spots. But it is so important that they make sure that they don't get in the way of their success and go out and do something crazy that ends up hurting their season. So, unfortunately, there's always some guys at this time. You know, hopefully that number keeps going down so that somebody doesn't hurt their season by, you know, after they put all this work in the off season and right before the season starts, they do something that hurts it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think collectively, a lot of coaches kind of hold their breaths, and the front office personnel, administrators, kind of like, you know, hope everybody goes back and comes back the way you come. Because you do want to take some downtime, and you do want to go around the people who've shared with you, the people who've poured into you, the communities that have helped you on your way to your success. You know, but you also have to know where not to go. And I think that's the other part, is knowing where to go is important and knowing where not to go.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing, too.
There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of excitement for the season. So it's knowing, definitely knowing where not to go. And then let's just keep it real. There's knowing who not to go with. And I mean, there are some people listening right now that you got some friends that you know they're a little bit crazy. And if any of our NFL guys or other folks, you guys know that too.
Yeah.
So there's certain people that at certain times, they cool. They all right. Other times, you cannot hang out with that crazy. So just you know, that's a keep it real moment in there that hopefully our guys recognize, again, that there's a time and place knowing, you know, certain events, but also making sure they're aware of who they're going with.
As an old saying goes, from my journalism, from a book that was written years ago, the camera never blinks. And that's true now, because the wherever you are, even more so now.
So, I mean, when we look at social media and just video phones that we have now, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, when I'm getting drafted with the Bears and Tiger Woods is starting out and Tony Gonzalez, I mean, we don't have to worry about somebody videotaping us with a little phone, man. You had to have one of them big old things you put up on your shoulder if you were videotaping somebody. It was right. Obvious. But now it's so much different. So I think it's so important that you're aware of your surroundings, making sure that, again, you're authentic in your relationships and knowing that there is literally a camera that can be on you at all times.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. I mean, and it's good in some fashions. If you're someplace and somebody decides to do something that's some criminal activity and you need some evidence, that's great. But also know that it's always there in case you're doing something out of line or somewhere that you should not be. So that's a the thing that everybody thinks about this time of year. We had a story of the college level with a wide receiver at University of Georgia this past weekend, or J.J. Holloman. This is something, you know, involving a domestic type situation, and he ended up being dismissed from the team. And then you hear about so many of those things. You hear about them. It's in the media. Yet still we have a situation like this. And a lot of people out in the part of town, we had the reporter on, Gabriel Stovall from Covington News this weekend. We had him on to talk about it because he's from that community, and a lot of people were upset with him for reporting the story. And so that's another thing just to be on the lookout for, and just know if you're in a situation like that, you got to walk.
Yeah.
You got to walk.
And I think it really comes back to it's still men. When we're looking at this game, it's still men, so we're going to have people that make mistakes. I know I've made mistakes, not to that level, but you're going to still make mistakes. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you're able to, before it becomes something that is bigger, you're able to correct yourself or make sure you get out of that situation, and that your priorities are in line where you don't allow yourself to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So I think that's the – you know, as I go out as a part of NFL player engagement, I remind our guys that the goal is to be better men. And in being better men, that whatever, you know, if we're going to play football, we play it at a high level. But if we're out in our, and academically, we're going to do that at a high level. And if we're out in the community, we're going to do it at a high level. Because, you know, the goal is to be leaders in doing that. And so if that's the standard that you hold yourself to, it's going to give you a chance to make sure you're in the best light. But then again, also just, sometimes crazy things happen, so it's important. Just, you know, kind of watch out for yourself.
Yeah. Spending time, we got Chris Draft here just for a few more minutes. We thank him for stopping by and being with us tonight. Where you're off to next?
I am off to Oakland, California next. So I'm heading out to Hannibal Navies as a former NFL linebacker.
Right.
Works with the NFLPA, the Trust, and so he's grew up in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a football camp that's out there at Laney College where a lot of the Bay Area guys are going to help out, and should be a camp that has about 300 kids.
Wow.
And, we're going to have some on the field, a lot of on the field work, but also a lot of classroom work to make sure that they're more aware of what's expected, you know, not just what's expected on the field, but really have a conversation about what it takes in terms of going to college. What does it take with just all that, just that whole environment. I mean, we talked with Bradley about what is this transition from being in the South and then going to Ohio State. It's, you know, it's not just I'm just going to go play football up there, but it's a whole different culture, a whole different just environment. So being ready for that, along with just being honest about what your goals are in general and knowing that this game is dangerous. And so even if you're the most amazing player that there is, there's still always the possibility that you can get hurt. And so let's not let the fact that football could be over surprise you, but make sure that we're consistently working towards what's next in our life.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. You going to do the thing with Wounded Warriors? You got the thing happening with them?
Well, we usually do that during the season. I know last year we had a tremendous opportunity to play during the Green Bay Packers game on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So I had some of the guys out there, and it's still just amazing to me to run around with some guys that that have one or two leg amputees or potentially with their arm. There's some things as we come up to the season. One of the things I'm most proud of right now is that we've been putting pressure on the VA, and they finally have responded to make sure that their facilities are going to be smoke free.
Okay.
Which is tremendous. And for a lot of people out there, they realize that connection with smoking in our veterans group is really tied a lot to the PTSD along with other issues that our vets are dealing with. So making it smoke-free is a part of it by, you know, looking at that from a health issue. But the other side is making a real commitment to understanding what's going on in our vets' lives and meeting them where they are.
All right. Before we go, how can people stay connected with it? I'm seeing on social media right here on Twitter, at Chris Draft, but you have other ways people
can
connect.
They can go at Chris Draft on Twitter, Chris.Draft on Instagram, and then the work that we're doing is under Team Draft as a part of the Chris Draft Family Foundation, so we're changing the face of lung cancer. So you can go at Team Draft there or Team Draft on Facebook and check us out.
Man, this guy is all over the place. Like I said, I reached out to you the other night and said, okay, where are you going to be Tuesday, and I wasn't sure because you whenever I see something posted with you, a photo or something on social media, you're somewhere serving some people in one of the various capacities that we just talked about, either with the veterans or with lung cancer survivors. So I know you keep a full schedule, and I'm just, you know, everything fell into place, you were able to come through tonight. So always great to have you, man.
It's my
always
pleasure,
great to
man.
Spend some time with you and find out what's going on. And I know we're going to get you back in here before the season starts as we get things ramped up. Guys got into camp, and we'll find out how things are shaping up with this Falcons football team. Awesome. So we're looking forward to seeing that as well. But thanks, as always, for spending some time with us.
I appreciate you having me on.
I'll make sure and tell Greg you said, hey, because Greg's going to be upset. That I had you on tonight instead of on the weekend when he's here. He's gonna be a little ill with me. But
you know, he's supposed to be setting me up with a movie, man. I'm trying to do my premiere. You know, so he's got to get me set up. So
I know he's supposed to have you on some movies or some stuff they're shooting around. They got all kinds of stuff. Clint Eastwood shooting or something around here in town. They got all kinds of stuff.
I know. I remember. You know, Keena Turner was in the movie The Game. Otis Wilson was in another movie. I think The Fugitive. And so linebackers, NFL linebackers. In movies. And so I'm saying, yo, Greg, what's up? Get me in the movie.
Linebackers are action heroes anyway. Already action hero. That is for sure. Don't forget, you can continue to join us on the show. Call us at 447-410-929 or text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 447-410-929 as we head for the 9 o'clock hour. George Schroeder going to spend some time with us from USA Today. Going to talk some college football. That's coming up at the top of the hour. We continue on this Tuesday night with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.